Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we learned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's good manners and character when it came to treatment of his neighbors, whether they were Muslim or non-Muslim neighbors. We move on to another great quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to interacting with those around him, when it came to decision making. Although he was the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal and he was receiving wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no need for him to consult with anyone before taking a decision. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved inclusiveness. He wouldn't take a decision unilaterally and feel that, well, I am the Nabi of Allah and I am the head of the state and what I say must go. He believed in inclusiveness. He always made mashwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perhaps made us the head of the home. Allah has made you perhaps the head of your company. Allah has made you the head of a department. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perhaps given you some authority over others. Don't ever have this attitude that you alone will take the decision without consulting with others. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, ما رأيت أحدا أكثر مشاورة لأصحابه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I did not see any leader making more mashwara, sitting and consulting and taking good counsel from others than more than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we too should learn when it comes to decisions that are affecting, especially if it's going to affect everyone else, it's going to affect everybody in the family, it's going to affect my wife, it's going to affect the kids, it's going to affect others, let me take mashwara, consult with them, inclusiveness. When it comes to my company, when it comes to my business, the decisions that might affect not only me as an individual, but others as well, let us adopt this character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of promoting inclusiveness in the decisions that we make. May Allah grant us the understanding.